Track 21, The Elements of Hurry, Step Number 3, Break the Pact.
Now we're moving on to the third step in The Element of Hurry. It will build on something we tackled back in the need element, the pact. Think back for a moment to the pact we acknowledged in the need element of the Sell It Today system. Your clients admitted they agreed not to make a decision today, no matter how good it sounded. Then you asked them to not let the pact stand in their way of making a good decision if owning your product or service proved to be one. All you were doing was asking them to keep an open mind. That acknowledgement and agreement put a crack in the shell of the pact. However, it didn't break it up completely. Attempting to break the pact when talking about their need would be inappropriate, as you would not yet have proven that you could help them. So now that you've demonstrated that you can help them and are building an element of hurry, you need to completely eliminate any power the pact may still have in force before you should ever attempt to close the sale. As you will remember, the pact is an agreement between two or more parties that they will not become clients today. No matter what he says, Marge, we're not buying anything today, right? That's right, Herbert. Not today. We've agreed to keep an open mind, but that didn't obligate us to buy anything. Their resolve can be anything from weak and tepid to mighty indeed. Whatever the level of resistance, it is your duty to break that pact. As long as it remains in force, you cannot fully serve the best interests of these people. They won't let you. It's a curious but true fact that one of the biggest obstacles preventing customers from getting the goods and services they want and need are themselves. The old phrase that sometimes we're our own worst enemies is certainly true when it comes to the pact. We can use the pact to keep us from taking advantage of a perfectly good opportunity that presents itself to us and have regrets about it later. Let's follow our young couple in need of a second car for a few moments. Charlie and Anna have returned to Mickey's dealership to look at the car they can get for just $9,000 plus a tire and a cleanup. During Mickey's presentation, she had discovered the existence of a pact. As we go through this example, mentally replace the cast with players drawn from your own experience and imagine yourself handling the situation with your own product. After her presentation, Mickey asks, "Anna, how do you like this little gym overall?" She then waits for a response. Anna, remembering the pact, is noncommittal, saying, "Oh, it's fine." Since the response is favorable, Mickey doesn't have to backtrack, repeat some earlier points, or search for additional information. She continues, "How do you feel about the automatic transmission? Won't that make for easier driving when you're carrying a carload of kids, laundry, and groceries?" Since Mickey has been actively listening to everything Anna and Charlie have said, she already knows the answer. She selected to mention the automatic transmission at this point based on a positive comment Anna made earlier in the presentation. Of course, she'll give a positive response. Mickey is carefully breaking down the pack, one decision maker at a time. The important thing at this point is to address each member of the pact as an individual. That holds true for a husband and wife, a couple of business partners, or a committee assigned to make a purchase. Each individual is important. You need to get each one to agree to the benefits of the product or service. Now, when Charlie hears Anna responding so positively, he thinks, "Well, I'll be. She's the one who told me an hour ago we weren't going to buy anything today. I guess she's changed her mind." He starts to think that their hardened position has softened. The pact weakens. Be careful here. Your goal would never be to pit one person against another regarding the decision, but to allow each party to the decision to see that another party is beginning to see enough value to think positively about going ahead. They may even be showing signs of taking ownership. Mickey now turns to address Charlie. "Do you feel that this car is something that fits your family's needs? Can you also see yourself using it, Charlie?" Again, she waits for a response, and again, she already has an excellent idea of what the answer will be. After all, Charlie called his wife, drove home to get her, brought her all the way back to the dealership for that purpose. "Of course," he says. Now Anna says to herself, "Well, I'll be. He's the one who told me an hour ago we weren't going to buy anything today. I guess he's changed his mind. Mickey is a great one-time closer. She addressed each member of the pact as an individual. In doing so, she has allowed each member to hear the other member make a positive statement about the purchase. There is a definite crack beginning to show in the solid structure of the pact. Once each party begins talking positively about the purchase, and you already know it's in the range of what they can afford, there's little chance they'll turn around on themselves and come up with more reasons against the purchase. They're talking as if they already own the product. They'll come up with additional uses for it and continue warming themselves up to the purchase. At this point, the pact has been broken. You're at 80 degrees of sales acceptance and heading for the close. It's important that you use the information gained in the first three elements in this segment. Since you're credible, they'll listen to you. They've already agreed there's a definite need, and you've demonstrated that you have a solution for that need. Do you see how the Sell It Today system is building upon itself? Can you feel the sales acceptance temperature rising? More and more obstacles are being overcome and you're heading towards the close. Let's move on to step number four of the hurry phase, where you test the waters to see if your potential client is ready for you to close.